you know, those things that you see sometimes, you know, like out on your porch probably. And it's, you know, stretched across your porch, and you see a little insect, you know, crawling along in it. You know, that thing that the insect is crawling along in it.
That's a spider web.
Spider web.
Mm-hmm.
And then that insect is called a what?
Spider.
Spider.
He spins that web.
Yeah.
And he gets in the center of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He gets everything that comes along.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the same thing as a cobweb?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those, you know, part of a tree that's underneath the ground is called what?
The root.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, are there any type of medicines that you can use from, you know, like, different types of roots? You know, that you know about? You know, like, any home remedies? That, you know, like, you, a mother might have used?
The only thing that I can remember, you could take these, excuse me, they call them lighter knots. Of course, that was your trunk of your down, you know,
mm-hmm.
your roots of your trees.
Mm-hmm.
You, and they were fat, and they would run tar, and they run tar out of those things. And you use that, and you have never known of that because
mm-hmm.
Even my children, I never used it on them. But they call it tar jackets. And she would use that, maybe a little turpentine. She always had them run her little tar, every, you know, when.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd use a little of that, and it was black stuff, too.
And this comes from what type of a...
It comes from your roots of your trees, you know. It's fat, the tree is.
Just any type of tar? I mean just any type of tree?
No, it has come from a pine tree.
Oh, from a pine tree.
Uh-huh. And you have to, I don't know, build a fire somehow and run that stuff. And you use a little of that, and you use the turpentine and a little power and what have you, and put it on this rag and get it good and hot and stick it right here.
Yeah, you like a mustard plaster.
Just take your bath in it. But you know they didn't run the doctors
mm-hmm.
then.
Yeah.
They had to make their own home remedy,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and that was hers.
And I guess it cured anything.
It would cure anything, and it'd nearby kill you too.
Oh, goodness. You know, like, well, my grandmother, well, you know, my great-grandmother, she used to make something similar to that, but it wasn't with, you know, because she lived in the city at that time. So, like, she'd go buy stuff at the store, but you know, she had her own little remedy like that. It was made out of mustard, you know, and she'd mix something else up in it, and you put it on a rag, and it just...
Oh, the mustard plaster.
And it just stick to you, you know? It just burned the tar out of your chest.
Well, this wouldn't burn you. Because she put that powder in there to, you know, to keep it from it.
Mm.
But, I mean, she did it so hot before she stuck it on there. So you'd think it's just stuck there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have a terrible time of washing it off before you went to school the next morning.
Yeah, that'd really be bad for a man. You know, if he had hair on his chest, just pull it right out. That'd hurt.
But that was one of the things they used it. That's the only thing I can remember.
Yeah, what's it, you know, the type of tree that they tap for syrup? Do you know?
Well, that's the maple.
Maple?
Mm-hmm.
And, but, do they have those here that they tap for syrup?
No.
You know, what is a kind of tree? Well, it's a tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark that you find down here a lot.
Is it a maple?
No, it's a tall shade tree with long white limbs, and it has a scaly bark on it.
Poppy?
No. What about a sycamore? Do you know of a sycamore being around anywhere?
Yes, they're grown too. That's you're right. That's,
what type
that's
of?
That's a sycamore tree.
Sycamore?
Mm-hmm. We don't have them here,
so. Are there any other names for that? Like maybe buttonwood or buttonball? Maybe plane tree?
No.
Just sycamore?
It's just a sycamore tree.
Well, you know, what other, you know, type of trees are common here besides, you know, the sycamore?